Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. With the new budget now in place, Michiganians have some pretty clear opinions on what they think about state lawmakers and quite a few other issues. A new poll by Deno Research finding some provocative results. To discuss them, I'm joined by Dennis Deno, president of Deno Research, which conducted the recent polls. Thank you for joining me, Dennis.
Thank you for having me on, Michael.
Now, you had several polls out. One of them shows that 61% of Michigan voters say that they are less likely to vote for legislative Republicans in 2012. That is quite a reversal from last November's vote that swept many of them into office. What happened here?
It was a pretty high number that we're not going to vote Republican. I think that it shows there's been some overreach by Republicans. And at this point in time, when you look at generic Republican versus generic Democrat on the ballot, Republicans aren't doing as well.
I see. Now, the poll also looked at how Democrats have reacted to the state Republican agenda. Are they likely to be more mobilized in the 2012 election?
No question. Now, we asked Democrats statewide whether they would be more likely to vote and more likely to volunteer in the 2012 elections based on the actions of Republicans. And, yes, 73% of Democrats in the state of Michigan said they're going to be voting and they're going to be more likely to volunteer and engaged in the elections because of Republican actions.
I wondered, did you have any polls of this type before the elections last November?
We did not have too many of them, no.
I see. So there's no sense of any particular change in that dynamic. Now, another key issue that the state is facing this summer are concession negotiations with state workers. How do Democrats view the current pay rate for these workers?
It was a really good question. It was really surprising. We asked, again, statewide Democrats. We asked them if they thought state employees were overpaid. And surprisingly, a majority of Democrats in the state of Michigan, 51%, said they thought state employees are overpaid.
I see. Now, was this question asked of Republicans also? Or?
No, this question was put on a survey that we asked to just Democrats statewide.
I see. U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, also a focus of the polls, she's now beginning to face a host of Republican challengers. How is she faring among state voters?
She is doing all right. We asked on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, what they thought of her job performance. And 34% gave her a high rating, only 22% gave her a low rating, so which wasn't too bad. Not as strong as Obama, but definitely doing better than Governor Snyder at this point.
I see. Did you also poll then on Obama and the governor?
We did. We had 38% giving Obama a high rating, 33% giving him a low rating. Snyder, 28% high, 30% low.
I see. So both of them under 50% on the high rating. So that leaves quite a number that are undecided then on how they're doing?
Well, we did not ask a reelect question, which is kind of the traditional benchmark people used. We asked more on a scale of 1 to 10. So definitely Obama and Stabenow had more positives than negatives. I would say Snyder was almost tied. Low marks versus high marks.
When it comes to the presidential elections, voters were polled on which Republican candidates they support. Were there any surprises in those results?
I guess some might say they were surprised that Michigan's own Thad McCotter didn't do more than 2%. I mean, that's what he got was 2%. Mitt Romney did quite well. He was at 29%. Obviously, his dad was a former governor here in Michigan. Still a lot of room for candidates to pick up. 23% of people said they weren't sure who they were going to vote for in the Republican primary.
Now, the second-place finisher was the interesting one there. Sarah Palin apparently coming in second in the state.
Sarah Palin, yeah, she did. She came in at 6%, which isn't too bad for her at this point.
Edging out Thaddeus McCotter. What about the level of optimism respondents have about Michigan's economic recovery? Is there a sense for Michigan voters that we're heading in the right direction?
Yep, so we had 41% think that Michigan's economy is starting to turn around. 51% thought that Michigan's economy was not turning around. So a 10% difference, we still have a majority of people in Michigan thinking that the economy is not turning around. Just still not a healthy number.
I mean, the polls covered so many political issues and opinions. When you look at the several polls you took, what were the most provocative results from your perspective?
Well, I think the kind of the ones you hit on, 51% of Michigan voters think the economy is not turning around. I'm fascinated by the fact that a large number of Democrats think state workers are overpaid. Anyway, it's interesting. We asked Democrats around the state who did they blame for the defeats in 2010, and 20% of them blamed former Governor Granholm.
I see. Now, is there a sense then from Michigan Democrats that that they're in any way disappointed by the Democratic legislators and the way they've performed this year?
Were Democrats disappointed with Democratic legislators?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, we asked Democrats here if they thought Democrats in Lansing were representing their interests, and 52% thought they were. And we asked them if they thought Democrats in Washington, D.C. were representing their interests, and 50% agreed. So I guess a majority of Democrats, felt pretty good about their elected officials in Lansing and in Washington.
I see. Although almost half then feel that they're not representing their interests. I'm not sure what options that leaves them then if their own Democratic legislators aren't supporting their side of the argument.
Right. 38% thought Democrats in Lansing were not representing them, and 44% thought Democrats in Washington, D.C. were not representing them. And I can see with all the budget discussions going on in D.C. where, people are obviously frustrated with what's going on.
Now, finally, your polls also looked at some lighter, more lighthearted issues, including asking respondents about their opinions on Michigan's sports teams, and apparently there were some strong opinions when it came to which team based in Michigan was going to bring the next national championship to the state. How did these teams rank then? I guess we're looking at the Lions, Pistons, and Tigers here.
Sure, yes. 65% of people in Michigan thought Detroit Tigers were going to Detroit Tigers were most likely to win the World Series before the Pistons were going to win an NBA championship, or the Lions were going to win a Super Bowl.
And in terms of the Lions winning the Super Bowl, I'm surprised there was there even a 1% response that they were going to do that?
5%. I guess Lions fans are pretty diehard, eh?
I see. Still hopeful. And finally, you also asked respondents who they would choose as the best ambassador for Michigan, and the choices involved Bob Seger, Eminem, Kid Rock, and Ted Nugent. Quite a stellar group there. How did each of them fare?
Well, I know my wife's pretty disappointed that Eminem came in last, only got 7%. Bob Seger came in first at 27%, and Kid Rock came in second at 22%. Ted Nugent surprisingly came in at third at 15%.
I see. So I guess Michiganians went with the old school choice on that one. Dennis, thank you for joining me. This is Dennis Denno. He's the president of Denno Research that conducted polls on all these questions. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you.